Okay, so come and lie on your back. And then feel how you're resting on the floor. And bringing your awareness inside, begin to trace out for yourself the length of your left leg. Feel the length of your left leg from your toes, your heel, through your knee joint to your hip joint. And then trace out for yourself the length of your right leg. Can you compare those two in your inner sense? Does one feel longer and one feel shorter than the other? Do you get for yourself a continuous line, or do you find some places are on each leg, some places are clear, and some places are harder to find in your internal sense? And do the same thing for your arms. Trace the length of your left arm. And then the length of your right arm. And can you get a sense of comparison there? Is one arm feel longer than the other? And how do your arms compare with your legs? If you compare the length of one arm with the length of your leg, one leg, which is longer? Let's bring in the length of your spine. So feel for yourself. Imagine you're traveling along the length of your spine. From your tailbone to the base of your skull. As you travel along your spine, there might be places where it's very clear, it's very easy. You can imagine the vertebrae, you can find the line. And then places where it's not so clear, where it disappears. Or you don't know how great the distance is, what's there. And how does the length of your spine compare, say, to the length of an arm? How does the length of your spine compare to the length of your leg? Of all these five lines we've traced out, which is the longest line? Which is the shortest? And give yourself a synoptic view, these whole five lines together, the line of each leg, the line of each arm, the line of your spine. You're sort of like a little stick figure. This is the most primitive sort of image of a human being, if you saw these five lines with a little circle on top for the head, drawn by anyone in any culture, anywhere on the planet, scratched on a wall or put on a piece of paper or anything. You would go, oh, there's a picture of a person. Recognize it as that. In Feldenkrais, we have this idea of completing the self-image, of filling in all the missing bits in this very simple stick figure. The challenging thing about completing the self-image is that, well, it's also our lens. It's what we, it's that, it's the map we use in order to perceive anything. So any new thing we do, any new information we take in, we tend to map onto this kind of schema we've already got. And the amazing thing about it is over time, maybe you've felt this, you feel taller after a lesson, or you feel specifically in some place, like, oh, there's 3 whole inches in my spine I didn't know existed before, and there they are. And that's an interesting kind of discovery, because it's not just like discovering that past Antarctica or on the other side of Antarctica, there's another continent over there or something. But that's like actually saying, well, oh, between here and Antarctica, there's a whole like different morphing of space-time that opened up in between, and something completely different happened to the very basic map. It's a different kind of discovery, discovery that changes the map. It's not just like finding you've got 6 toes instead of 5, it's like finding that where you thought you had 3 vertebrae, you actually have 5. You actually have all those different possibilities. Okay, so there's different, you know, a lot of the movements of the lesson are just almost mechanically designed to have you move somewhere, make you move somewhere that you haven't considered moving before, and that opens up awareness of a space that was missing in your map. And also there's different various techniques used that we use to open up those new discoveries, and we're going to play with a different one now. So roll onto your stomach again, roll over and onto your stomach. I'm saying again because we're recording this right after we recorded the face down lessons. And now I'm going to tell you how you could do, what the basic position you could do this lesson is in, and then everything you learned from the last lesson about how to make yourself more comfortable, go ahead and use that. So if it's comfortable, stretch out both arms along the floor over your head, and so straight out over your head on the floor, and then have your face turned in one direction or the other, whichever is most comfortable, and both your legs long. And now think to yourself, if I'm going to spend about 5 minutes like this, how would I like to adjust it to make it easier and more comfortable? So if you want to bend one leg up, or if you want to rearrange your arms just for the purposes of this lesson, sort of take one arm down, or yeah, so just find yourself a kind of a more comfortable place. And if at all possible, still having one leg long and one arm long on the floor over your head in a diagonal from one another. And we'll work with that. And then someday you come back and do this lesson another day. Maybe you do it without having one leg bent up, or maybe you do it with both arms over your head. You just do different things every time, but you can always use the same technique. And the technique is, we're going to take a little ball, like a ball bearing, maybe a bit, you know, a big one, like ping pong ball size or something, but a little bit of weight to it. So it's not a light ping pong ball, it's something that's got a little bit of weight to it. And it's going to start over on your big toe. And imagine that it begins to roll along your foot and up over your heel. And it's going to stay on the high point of land, as it were, as it rolls. It's going to stay on that high point of your body, roll along, up over your heel, down over your ankle, over the back of your calf. And as this ball rolls, it exerts a little bit of weight into the ground. So it just pushes you into the ground slightly wherever it rolls. It rolls down into the curve of your knee, but still on the high point of the land between each side of your knee, but down into the curve and up along your thigh. Rolls up along your thigh with your high point there. It rolls along slightly, gently exerting pressure down, very light. And then through your hip joint, and where does it now, a little bit, where does it find, where does it keep rolling? And it continues. And then now if you're not lying flat, if your spine is curved, then don't travel all the way over to the high hip. Keep that ball rolling, like now it's going to roll across to your opposite shoulder. So what's its line? It's going to find across your torso to your opposite shoulder. So roll that along your back, and it'll exert a little pressure down. It'll cross your spine at some point. The ball will cross your spine. Where do you find the ball crossing your spine and coming on the other side of your spine onto the back of your ribs, the height of your back on the other side. And then coming up along over your shoulder blade, and then it travels down your arm, height of your arm, pushes your elbow, comes to your elbow slightly into the ground, just a little pressure, just a little slight weight from this ball, and along your upper arm, to your wrist and to your fingers. Then you turn around and take that ball backwards. Roll it down along your arm, to your shoulder, down along your back, across your back, again crossing your spine somewhere, crossing your hip joint somewhere and coming down your leg. And don't get so worried about doing this correctly that you give up and stop doing it at all, but do pay attention to really finding everywhere the ball rolls over and not skipping anywhere. So some places you'll find, undoubtedly, some places it's really easy to track the ball, some places it becomes obscure, invisible. Just keep rolling the ball along to your heel, to your foot. Add a few times at your own pace. Turn around and go back and forth and carry that ball along. Feel that ball getting a little weight into the ground, pressing slightly. If you find one of those places that's really hard to trace it, maybe go back and forth over that place a few times. Roll the ball back and forth there a few times. Maybe it's between your knee and between your knee and your hip joint. That's not so clear. So go back and forth there. Or across your back. Place that crosses your spine. Maybe that's not so clear. And what really is that angle from your hip to your shoulder on the opposite side? Is it a fairly long diagonal or does it cut sharp across? When it crosses your spine, is it going like 45 degrees? Is it going 10 degrees? What angle is it going at then? Up across and down your arm. Okay, and leave that and come onto your back and take a rest. And again, if you're doing this one at home from the recording, I'd actually really suggest this one that you do alternate sides so that you pause the recording now and lead yourself through that on the other side. Again, every time you do that, you're kind of practicing for yourself. How can you really do this exploration for yourself and not always rely on having a teacher? It's very nice to have a teacher lead you through it, but not be able to invent things and do things for yourself. Leading yourself through it, even if it's not quite as good as having someone do it for you. But just go ahead and pause the tape and do it yourself on the other side. And now we'll carry on the same side here. So roll over onto your stomach again. And stretch that arm overhead and lengthen that leg. And eventually when you do this lesson, you do this lesson with both legs and both arms long over your head and down below you. But right now, you're finding your own accommodation. What's the closest to that that's comfortable? And begin to roll that ball again. Now take the image in a slightly different direction. Feel like it's not like the ball's just rolling there because it's got some little engine or motor in itself. But what if you have to move it along? So you have to lift a little bit your toes to slide the ball down to your get it up on your heel. However, you've got to be a bit proximate with this, imagining this in some places, and then you kind of, by lifting your leg, you roll it along your leg towards your hip. And then by movement of your pelvis, you begin to send it up across your back. And by the undulation of your back, you actually are passing the ball along from one place to the next along your back, and then passing it up onto your shoulder, and then passing it down your arm. And out your fingertips. And then when it gets to your fingertips, you lift your fingertips a little bit and lift to begin to move the ball along your arm and coax the ball along, roll the ball along. So now you're rolling the ball up over your shoulder. And it's just an imaginary ball you're rolling, so don't try too hard or put too much effort into it. But really play with it and find. Let's go back and forth several times at your own pace, rolling that ball along. Finding kind of the, it's like an undulating wave through yourself that pushes the ball along in front of the lifting of the wave. Sinks down to let the ball roll. And everywhere that's difficult to undulate, it's not because you have to try harder or make a bigger effort. It's because you have to soften somewhere. Maybe somewhere out to the side, or somewhere in front, or somewhere above, or somewhere below the wave. And let it continue. Okay, and go ahead and leave that and roll onto your back and rest. And this practice, this experimentation with the imagery of rolling the ball along you, you could do this face up as well. You can do it face up, face down, you could do it in different positions. For now, again, if you're doing this at home, then pause the tape and recording and do it on the other side. But for us, let's roll over and come into the same position on your stomach. And your long arm and your long leg now, that diagonal, the long arm and the long leg, can you lift both those at the same time and bring them down? To that, see what that's like to lift your head a little with that and look towards the hand you're lifting. Yeah. Just like the movement we were doing in the last lesson, except your head's not supported under your arm now, your arm's long. Okay, and just rest for a moment, having tried that. And now come back and you've got that ball rolling again, and begin to slide that ball or roll that ball up along your leg by lifting your leg, progressively lifting the end of your leg, lifting, lifting, and keep it, and this time not so much undulating, but lifting until you roll the ball up into the arch of your back, and now lift your arm, lift your head. So you've got that ball kind of caught somewhere in the middle, right? And now you could roll back and forth to roll the ball a little bit up and a little bit down along your spine. So alternately, your leg lifts and your arm lowers. Your arm lifts and your leg lowers, so that you begin to just roll the ball back and forth in the middle of that. In the center in there. So you roll the ball into the center, and then with both your arm and your leg lifted, maybe your head lifted as well if that's more comfortable and easier, then you begin to rock the ball, rolling it a little bit down and rolling it a little bit up. And see what you can do with that idea. How far along can you roll the ball? How evenly, how clearly? Using a lifting of your leg a little higher to roll the ball up towards your shoulder, lifting your shoulder and head, lowering your leg to roll the ball a little bit back towards your hip. So you're rolling that ball more or less in the arch of your back, up and down. Great. And again, now, if you're exploring this at home, that was a pretty challenging idea to start to work with, so you might want to take a step back and say to yourself, what would make it easier for me to lift my arm and hold my arm in the air? So you play with a few alternatives of moving like that. You explore some options in a sort of slow and focused way. And then come back and try that, because now our starting configuration for this very last move is very challenging, right? It's a configuration of having your leg and your arm all off the floor. And that's what you're starting with before you begin the movement of rocking the ball back and forward. Yes, I really encourage you to do your own exploration now. There are some lessons, and at some point we could do some lessons that would all be about just exploring, making it easier to have your arm off the ground, lifted off the ground like this. But right now you've got enough tools that you could invent some options yourself to explore. Great. And leave that, roll onto your back and take a rest. I've been saying a few times, because I've been struck with it myself, how much more difficult it is to fold backwards, as it were, than fold forwards. It's not really a 50-50 thing, right? We can fold up forwards, but it doesn't seem like there's nearly as much space to go backwards. But I will say that these kinds of directions of lessons and this kind of path we started out on here, Feldenkrais takes people into doing a sternum stand. He takes people into lifting their legs off the ground so they're standing on their sternum. And if you watch the tapes of him teaching at Amherst in the training program, he gets not a small number of people in the room who are just ordinary people, you know, who have come to the training program, end up eventually being able to do quite extraordinary things. It doesn't even look right, like your eyes look at it and go, something's wrong about gravity here, that can't be possible, right? It's only acrobats in the Chinese circus who can do that kind of thing, right? But apparently, it's actually a possibility, the human skeleton, I can imagine. Anyway. Okay, so now, again, with that idea of rolling the ball, you could do that in different positions, in different, as a part of different lessons almost, as a way of exploring any configuration. But you can also sort of continue to work with this. So right now you had maybe one leg bent and one arm down, but eventually if you came back to this lesson a few times and not trying too hard, because with these lessons lifting backwards, the extensors, it's really easy to overstrain. So, you know, leave it for a week or something and then come back and see, well, could you have both arms long or could you have both legs long, and how would that change the feeling of rolling the ball along? So just gradually to make that an exploration, that where you get more and more comfortable bit by bit over time in different positions being on your stomach. Okay, so go ahead and roll to your side, and in your own time, come up to sit and come up to stand. And feel how much taller you are, sitting or standing. These lessons can really open you up, right? And feel like you've got a lot more lift to you.